Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube. We know asset protection is another unsexy topic. We know that, right? But we need to talk about it because protecting all the goodies that you build up is so important.
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Do you ever lie awake at night thinking about what might happen?
Maybe you're thinking about your upcoming trip, you know, you're dealing with your family, or you guessed it, your finances. We aren't saying you should stay up all night stressing about your asset, but we do think it's better to be safe than sorry.
We love how our very first president, Mr. George Washington himself, put it, "If you're wise, let us prepare for the worst."
We, the Kitty Sisters, want you to prepare for any situation.
Here's something that have gone through our minds and that probably has gone through yours as well.
Should I invest in my LLC?
What happens if the tenant sues my apartment?
How can I protect my money?
What would happen to my investment if someone sues me personally?
How does this work? Like, this apartment investing is so confusing.
Does investing affect my personal credit?
Will the tenant know my name?
Oh gosh, no.
No, hopefully not, right?
You work so hard as a real estate investor to acquire assets and create a cash flow over the course of your apartment investing career. But what do you do to protect those assets?
We know asset protection is another unsexy topic. We know that, right? But we need to talk about it because protecting all the goodies that you build up is so important.
Okay, for full disclosure, we've actually never seen Game of Thrones. I know it's blasphemous for some people, but everyone these days are talking about House of the Dragon, which is a prequel to it. So there must be something there.
Anyway, protecting your asset from attacks is kind of like building a fortified wall like we imagine they do on one of those series. Maybe we should find time to, you know, take a look and watch it and so that we can stay in a little palm.
We feel it's important to stop here and remind you that, as always, make sure to consult your team of trusted professionals, as each individual's circumstances are different and protecting assets for one person might look very different than protecting assets for another person.
So why is having safeguard, aka asset protection, is a good thing?
Well, for one, you need to safeguard yourself against legal threats.
Why wouldn't you want to own your property in your own name? Well, when you own property in your own name and you rent it out to, let's say, a tenant, the tenant is doing business with you personally. And if something happened in that property, problem arises at that property, hopefully you have insurance, but some accidents exceed insurance limits. Insurance companies have an economic incentive to not cover every claim, and we wouldn't want that for you.
Now, it's very easy to have the title be in the name of an LLC and the tenant leases from the LLC through a lease agreement. That's one way to mitigate personal risk.
Like we mentioned a few minutes ago, the first line of defense can be your insurance policy. But there's so much that can happen beyond a physical incident or occurrence on property.
Unfortunately, there's all kinds of predators out there. People might come after you and your assets. So it's in your best interest to set up a few types of entities or LLCs to protect yourself. Keep in mind also that the tenants' attorneys have an economic incentive to sue. Therefore, it's really important to protect yourself because they get a percentage of all claims collected. So they're going to pursue it no matter what.
We always recommend having an umbrella policy, a personal insurance covering your home or your car. And on top of that, you should consider purchasing at least $1 million of extra coverage.
Here's some deeds, guys. The reality is that attorney on contingency know how to get to the insurance money. So they're disincentivized to actually go through properties that are on LLC. So this is another good way to protect yourself. The best part, it's not even that difficult or expensive to set up these entities.
Another important reason to have safeguard, aka asset protection, is so that you can control your assets and business ventures.
Asset protection provides a great way to ensure that your business doesn't suffer any hitches. Most companies whose assets are legally insulated suffer numerous problems, especially when dealing with creditors.
This is because the asset isn't protected. The creditors have a genuine claim to part of your, you know, business asset. To put it in another way, creditors can gain access to some of the valuable asset within your business.
As a result, part or whole of your business operations may end up being halted. Ugh, such a setback may affect you and your business reputation. Asset protection guarantees you that you can overcome these hurdles associated with unprotected assets in your business by regulating the assets that creditors can gain access to.
So, how do you get the best protections for your investments?
One of our favorite parts of this show is being able to share knowledge that we've gained through books and authors with our favorite tribe members. That's you, Cash Flow Multipliers.
A few years back, Palmer and I read the book Start Your Own Corporations by Garrett Sutton. The cool thing about that book is that it got us both to kind of start thinking about putting structures in place ahead of time because, you know, as you all know, we are living in a litigious world.
The good news and bad news is like it or not, owning something in your own name can create some liability. Now, there's a few reasons why you might want to own something in your own name, but honestly, there aren't that many of them. So let's talk about some other options that you might or might not already know about.
Protecting your assets doesn't have to be overwhelming, time-consuming, expensive, or even complicated.
Here's some of the options.
One option is called Limited Liability Company, also known as an LLC.
The legal structure can protect your personal assets from being seized by business creditors. In other words, your home, your car, your business account typically would be safe from business creditors, while your business assets in an LLC normally would not be safe.
One option is Limited Liability Company, otherwise known as an LLC.
The legal structure can protect your personal assets from being seized by business creditors. In other words, your home, your car, your bank account typically would be safe from a business creditor, while your business assets in the LLC that's being sued normally would not be safe.
Yeah, but another option is insurance, such as an umbrella policy.
An umbrella policy supplements your liability coverage you already have through your homeowner policy, auto policy, or any other type of policy. So let's say you're hit with a $1 million judgment for a result of an auto accident. Your auto policy contains liability limits that caps insurance payment. For example, you might have a $300,000 for injuries to others and $100,000 for property damage. If those limits are maxed out, the umbrella policy would then cover the additional $600,000. Guys, we also want to remind you of a little thing that we like to call domestic asset protection trusts.
Attorney, accountant, and author Mark J. Kohler calls the domestic asset protection trust the most affordable asset protection tool available in the U.S. This type of trust is aimed at protecting your assets from creditors.
Believe it or not, assets in domestic asset protection trusts may include cash, stocks, LLCs, business properties, and real estate. Guys, keep in mind though that the trust may be forced to pay obligations like child support, alimony, and taxes.
And finally, retirement plans such as 401k or IRA.
In most situations, a creditor can't access your retirement plan. This includes an IRA or an employer-sponsored 401k. However, a creditor may be able to tap into your retirement account, for instance, if you owe back taxes or you have past due alimonies. So guys, just like most situations, keep in mind that there's variables or reasons that can affect any situation.
But luckily for you, the Kitty Sisters want to protect your investment and your assets. So to say that you're in good hands is an understatement.
If you like what you heard today, or maybe just love learning more, make sure to check out our other episodes, follow us on social, and join the Kitty Freedom Club for even more.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.